From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama is in Nairobi, Kenya, his ancestral home, where he was greeted on the tarmac late Friday by Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and other dignitaries. Mr. Obama later dined with his step-grandmother, his sister, and other extended family members. VOA's Aru Pandey reporting that the president now gets down to business later today.
While here, President Obama will have a busy schedule, speaking at the Global Entrepreneurship Summit, laying a wreath at the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi, before holding bilateral talks with Kenya's president, which are expected to focus on counterterrorism and boosting economic ties. On Sunday, President Obama will give a speech here at a stadium in Nairobi before departing for Ethiopia. Aru Pandey, VOA News, Nairobi.
Turkey has launched cross-border airstrikes against Islamic State targets Friday, opening its air bases also to U.S. warplanes attacking militant forces in Syria. Airstrikes were Turkey's first against Islamic State targets in Syria. Foreign Ministry in Ankara said U.S.-led coalition forces could operate from all air bases in southern Turkey near the Syrian border for operations against the Islamic State militants. Turkish statement said it would also take part in anti-IS operations inside of Syria. U.S. officials are denying a report by the Wall Street Journal that says the Obama administration is preparing to release convicted Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard early to help ease tensions with Israel. Pollard, a Jewish American, was arrested on charges of spying for Israel in 1985. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News.